Stark State College will be in the market for a new president after 14 years. Parra Jones announced she will retire effective June 30th, 2027. National search is underway for her replacement. Officials say Jones' tenure expanded access to higher education, boosted graduation rates, and strengthened workforce and university partnerships across the nation. North Canton officials say their hopeful new life could be coming to a long-vacant industrial site. Former Hoover Company West Factory, empty for nearly 20 years, is now up for sale or lease as a redevelopment opportunity. No asking price has been announced. The repository reports the 10-acre property could be finished as apartments used for retail or demolished for new development. Mayor Matthew Stroya says the city is eager for process, adding the site has multiple outstanding code issues. A domestic disturbance at a Jackson Township hotel has led to felony charges against a man and his girlfriend. 41-year-old Andre Golden, 40-year-old Amber Vance were arrested Wednesday. Golden charged with assault, Vance charged with domestic violence. They stem from an April 12th incident at the Roadway Inn on Sunset Strip, Avenue Northwest. Vance's daughter was injured after being pushed, punched, and having her hair pulled out. No arraignment has been set in Massillon Municipal Court. Infrastructure at the Stark County Fairgrounds getting a major upgrade, a $3.3 million electrical overhaul set for this year. It's the largest project in the county's nearly $10 million capital budget. Commissioners say the work will fix long-standing power issues and support modern event needs. Additional funding will cover HVAC improvements, roof repairs, and other maintenance. The upgrades follow a $1.3 million waterline project completed in 2023. Housing assistance getting a boost across Ohio. The State Department of Development awarding nearly $4.6 million to 18 nonprofits for home repairs, down payment help, and housing education. Direction Home Akron Canton Area Agency on Aging and Disabilities will receive $200,000 to provide 40 home repairs and modifications for homeowners 60 and older or adults with disabilities. The agency serves Stark, Portage, and Summit counties. Catholic Charities Housing Opportunities getting nearly $43,000 for down payment assistance and housing counseling for seven eligible households. That program covers Stark, Columbiana, Mahoning, and Portage counties. State Route 212 in Carroll County back open to traffic east of Sherrodsville. The highway between the village and Leesville was closed after a routine bridge inspection Tuesday found a structural deficiency on the crossing over Connaughton Creek. ODOT says repairs were completed and the roadway has been reopened to motorists. A temporary roof now in place at Southeast High School after a microburst storm caused more than $1 million in damage to the gym. Superintendent Bob Dunn says the March 31st storm ripped off part of the roof, flooding the gym floor, while the Board of Education was meeting elsewhere in the building. The Record Courier reports roofing debris also damaged student vehicles and bleachers. Dunn says insurance will cover the costs. Full repairs set to begin in late May or early June and will be completed by August. Strong community opposition driving action in Ravenna, where City Council approved a 12-month moratorium on data centers. The unanimous vote temporarily blocks projects like server farms and cryptocurrency mining facilities while officials develop new zoning rules. Leaders say the pause will give the city time to study impacts, including energy use and environmental concerns. Fairfield Township man remains behind bars as his case heads to a Columbiana County grand jury. 48-year-old Jason Hartso is being held on $50,000 bond. He's charged with kidnapping, aggravated menacing, and assault stemming from an April 6th incident outside a daycare on West Park Avenue in Columbiana. Police say a woman sent text reading 911 and help before being forced into a truck by her ex-boyfriend. The woman was later found on Lusk Lock Road in Elk Run Township after escaping. Legal action underway after a building collapse in Wellsville. The village filed suit in Columbiana County. Common Pleas Court forced the Michigan-based owners of 449 Main Street to repair or demolish the structure after its roof caved in March 7th. No hearings have been scheduled. Officials say the property was declared a public nuisance after years of neglect. The collapse damaged a neighboring building and closed part of Main Street with demolition costs estimated at more than $100,000. A Wednesday night crash in Mahoning County turns deadly. The Highway Patrol says car went off McGuffey Road in Coitsville Township, hit a mailbox, overturned, and struck a culvert and a utility pole near State Line Road around 9 p.m. 53-year-old Sean Moreland of Struthers, who was a pastor, died at St. Elizabeth Health Center. The driver was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Neither person was wearing a seatbelt. An investigation is continuing. Police in Washingtonville say a drowning is now being investigated after a boy was found in distress Wednesday morning. Officers responded around 10 a.m. to a home in the 200 block of Chris Street. The child was taken to Salem Regional Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. The investigation is ongoing. We have the following funeral announcement. Service for 4-year-old Delaney Schaefer of Massillon, Friday at 11 o'clock at Ravenna Assembly of God. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.